The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy on the show Heaps More Energy, where solar is made simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Solar Made Simple is every Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. with a replay on Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. And of course, it's online all the time with Fresh FM, and you can podcast that at any time that suits you. Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy from your climate show, Heaps More Energy, where we aim to solve three conundrums. We look at energy efficiency, how it affects climate change, and what we can do daily. And in this space, I can't recall the number and the volume of information that's coming through to report on, because simply the conundrum of power pricing has reached a high level of discussion. And as you know, it's a bit about the power of politics, or is that political power playing with power? So as we heard recently, I'll give a synopsis. The national government has taken the lead in order to bring to a head the problem of what we are supposedly dealing with is the lack of wind, the lack of sun on bad days. And trying to look at the power remediation through that prism is fraught with problems, because it's a natural. You can't have all of the renewables doing what they can do at the same time. What is interesting is that the storage solutions are where the focus is being on, and the dig baby dig scenario is that we're going to be storing massive amounts of coal, like 115 million tonnes per gentile, and there are 4 gentilers in New Zealand, in order to have a backup supply for burning fossil fuels, which necessarily can happen, doesn't have to be a bad thing, but there are other options. So the liquid national LNG, or liquid natural gas scenario, where they're going to be building a plant or plants thereof, that would be certainly helpful. In Australia, we use LNG over there, but they use fracking, which is a whole other discussion. But the one that seems to go away because it's deemed too big is the Onslow power storage from hydro schemes. And later in this discussion, we'll see where Meridian are looking to bolster the supply of water, or how they use it as a natural supply line. So naturally, there'll be times when there might not be enough lake capacity, but when you have lakes that size, and if it's going to be a power politics game, we have to get that off the table and spread it out over the time. If it's $40 billion investment and divided by 80 years, and it's $500 million per year, and the population will increase by then, so we can all bear the brunt. We all have to be part of the solution. So power is an interesting game. It's becoming more and more politicized, unfortunately. But I will say, give a shout out for the tri-national government scenario and the amount of wind farms and solar that's being invested in is increasing, and it's been a lot better than it was under the previous government. So whether we can put the accolade to the current government or not, it does mean they are fast-tracking these developments so that we can see more of them. And I'll be covering the fabulous climate festival that we are doing in our own local backyards shortly. The Nelson Tasman Climate Forum are hosting a huge festival of which we are participants, and I'll give a shout out to us right now. The solar on steroids is a discussion of my personal solar journey and also my personal energy reduction journey over the last 5 years. This is a world first. because I'm doing it and I'm the person involved. So that's going to be on Saturday the 18th at the Elmer Turner Library from about 11:15 to 1, and a week later at the magnificent Motueka Library, which I call out to Papa, the South Island, and that's going to be between 11 and 1 o'clock as well. We'll be covering all of the issues around how we can individually do it, because whilst governments are going to be doing the macro things, there are things that we can be doing at the local level. And solar is not just about panels on roofs. So I'll leave it that there for a minute. And let's look at a couple of the interesting things that are going to be happening in the likes of the, excuse me, I come from overseas and I have a bit of a croaky voice, but that's life on the planet. So let's look at how we're going to transition to a clean energy future and how we can do it individually. So the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum is doing it from a position of a number of, over a period of nearly 2 weeks, and that's going to be a beautiful montage of events. And if you look at the events that are going to be around, simply go to the NTCF website and it'll have you give all of the scenarios that are available to us as participants. And in my show, I'm going to be doing the issue covering where solar is. It's not only just about solar panels on roofs, it's also about how we can get solar gain. So as I bring up the Climate Action Forum website, you'll be able to see just how powerful and encompassing this forum is going to be. So the website is NelsonTasmanClimateForum.co.nz, and it'll come up with the Get Involved, Home and All About things. So let's see what's available. We're looking at a 2-week extravaganza from the 16th to the 25th of October, and it's going to be covering a number of things. This year's theme is The World We Want. So let's get together and appreciate nature, each other, and the good life we're envisioning one day at a time. Very important mantra, one day at a time. As you know, my show's mantra is what's doable daily. So if we do one good thing one day at a time, we'll be incrementally getting better as the year goes on. On the website, you'll discover a week of about 30 plus opportunities for joy, learning and connection. It's not about all doom and gloom, it's joy, learning and connection. So up and coming, on the 16th, for instance, there's a beautiful premiere screening of The New Peasants. And that's a film, 6:15 to 9 p.m. And it's at get it on the website. I've got so many things to look at here. And it's about the New Zealand peasants by Happen Films. The New Peasants is an intimate portrait of a group of people showing you what can be done. The Future Council, film screening in Nelson on the 17th of October. On the 18th, moving right along, reusable nappy sample library in Nelson. We're looking at, on the 18th as well, there's a Compost Club workshop. There's how to make composting in Appleby. The Motueka Repair Cafe is on, and it's very popular at the beautiful Mott Library. I've had a few things sharpened there. We're looking at the Top of the South Kai Resilience Hui in Takaka. There's my show on the 18th at Maximising Solar Potential, because it's one thing to have solar panels on roofs. It's another thing maximising that potential, which means that you can save more money in your hip pocket, but also do better for the planet. Blockade Cinema on the 18th has got things happening. There is an electric car expo at Richmond on the 19th. Moving right along, Abel Tasman Bio Blitz, discover the wild side of at Canaan in Takaka Hill. There's a sustainable living show as well. So I know I'm running through these at speed, but just shows you what is available in our own backyard. It's NIMBY, not in your backyard. This is, yes, in our backyard. There's an e-bike expo from 10 till 4 in Richmond. We're looking at one I'm going to, which is a tour of solar farms and facilities out in Takaka. On the 20th, for instance, there's taking care of our rivers in the face of climate change. A whole host of beautifully well-structured, well-researched items where we can go through planetary health, regenerative living, community garden workshop, which is going to be in Victory Community Gardens on the 20th. So I'm moving right along here. Have a look at the page. It's got all the events. Get in, get involved, become part of the local action, because things can happen in the United Nations. There's a person whose initials are DT. I call him Delirium Tremens. He says it's the biggest hoax since the world started. Well, there's only one hoax person at discussion, and we know who we're talking about. We won't even give him any airtime. So have a look at the whole host of things that can happen in there. Make a contribution. Make a donation to the Knots and Tasman Climate Forum, because it is probably the largest and best one and well-researched around available. On the 24th, for instance, there's Electrified Everything. Come and have a say and a chat in Stoke from 6:30 to 8 on the 24th. And on the 25th, I have one of the last ones, which is to do with solar. So, Planet People, there is absolutely no reason why we can't be ahead of the game in Nelson area, Tasman and Takaka. It's all about participation. It's all about you doing the thing. Stop using plastic. Single-use plastics are still the greatest effort we need to stop polluting our planet. It's not hard. Stop buying your milk bottles. You've heard me say it again, and I will not stop until people stop doing it. Simply get a glass bottle. Simply buy your milk from the milk providers that use glass, and there are a whole range of them. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Come to our shows, come to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum, be part of something which is pretty special, and by doing something daily, we can get the planet into a phase of at least redirecting the direction we're going in, because the bottom of the cliff is pretty close. So if we can change the ship's direction by 1 degree, we'll be able to expand that gain out over time. Planet People, it's time to protect, it's time to promote, which is happening on the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum, and it's time to stop polluting our planet. We can do it. It's for the kids we do it. I do this for my grandson and for the kids out there. We, as a collective of people born in the 48s through to whatever, we have failed our generation there. We have to stop doing it. So there we go. That's me. Come and see my show. Again, I'll put a plug out. It's going to be a world first. That's never happened before. But you'll be able to see what I've done. And I've been climate friendly, carbon free for 5 years. I'll show you how I've done it. It hasn't been a massive one for me, but it's been very enjoyable. I love doing what I'm doing. So this is it. This is heaps more energy. See you at the show. Have a great week, and we'll see you in the Climate Forum 16th to the 25th of October. Have a good day. Ka kite.
We need to wake up. We need to wise up. We need to open our eyes and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future, and we need to start right now. We're on a planet that has a problem. We're not to solve it, get involved and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future, and we need to start. Do it now, now, now. We need to build.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.